Potatoes and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
5:04, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire continues from the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Come on in and join us. Happy hour underway till 7 o'clock tonight. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. Grab yourself some popcorn. Maybe take a look at the menu. Lots of action on tap tonight, including the Celtics and the Cavaliers. The Eastern Conference Finals continuing. Cavs win tonight, Alex. They tie the NBA Finals record of 13 consecutive wins currently held by the 1988-89 Lakers.
And I don't think LeBron James is in full gear yet. And it's interesting to me because I think it's funny when during the regular season a lot of people complain about resting players and oh, well, LeBron James, people paid all that money to go see LeBron James and he missed 7 games this season, or actually he missed 8 games. He played in 90% of the games, and look at the benefits of the rest that he got during the regular season as right now. Because that team looks fresh, and the Boston Celtics look gassed. And that's not a good combination, especially since the Cavs are a much more complete team than the Boston Celtics. I look for a sweep in this series.
We're about 5 minutes away from putting a cap on Race to Win. We've got one prize remaining tonight, but we are going to make somebody earn it. You are actually going to have to pick the two remaining squares. We'll even give you the squares. You just basically need to repeat them. This is very similar to Wheel of Fortune when all of the letters have been revealed on the puzzle and you just need to read what it says on the board back to Pat Sajak. 319-366-1600. That's the number you're going to need to call in a couple minutes as we play Race to Win. The big story in Eastern Iowa today, really across the state, the University of Iowa making the decision to settle the lawsuits involving Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum. Jane Meyer, the former number 2 deputy athletic director in the department, and Tracy Griesbaum, the former field hockey coach who also happens to be Jane Meyer's partner. This situation could not have been more complicated if you tried to draw it up or put it in a book. Now, they lost the Meyer trial a couple weeks ago, but there was an option where Jane Meyer could go back at the university for, I believe it was up to 3 times the amount of lost wages. Basically, they were on the hook possibly for more money than they already owed to her, so they have decided that they're going to cut their losses with Jane Meyer, and they're not even going to set foot in court with Tracy Griesbaum, whom many people, including a lot of experts, think had a stronger case against the school for discrimination than Meyer did. So they lost the Meyer case. That's the ultimate finger-licking direction of the wind. Okay, let's not do this again. Let's not play two, to paraphrase Ernie Banks. $6.5 million, over $2 million of that winds up going to the legal firm that defended, that represented Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum. So they ultimately get paid in the end. None of that comes off the top for Meyer and Griesbaum. And at the end of the day, you've got a field hockey coach who's still out of work. You've got an administrator who's still out of work. And you've got an athletic department that's out $6.5 million and may or may not be looking for a new athletic director, because I don't think Gary Barta can survive this. We want to know if you feel the same way. 319-366-1600.
I want to go back to Bruce Harreld giving Gary Barta an extension about a year ago. And you brought it up during hour number one, the reasons why, or the reasons for giving Gary Barta an extension, and that really looks like money poorly spent at this point. Now, Todd, when this Tracy Griesbaum lawsuit was first exposed by the media, you came out and you've talked about this, but you came out and said this is a big deal. Not a lot of people thought it was a big deal. Do you think that Bruce Harreld and the higher-ups at the university may have thought the same thing when Gary Barta was given that extension. Is that a possibility?
I don't think they realized that it was going to grow into what it did. To me, it reminds me of someone who is clueless as to the breed of dog that they're purchasing and giving to their kids as a puppy, and they don't realize just how big the dog is going to get as it matures. And so about a year ago, you're looking, maybe they settle this out of court, maybe it doesn't even get that far, maybe they felt the facts were on their side, that they couldn't lose. That's part of Iowa's problem in a number of things. The way that many of the people associated who work at the University of Iowa look at the world as if Iowa, the university, the institution, the entity, can do no wrong. And suddenly your hubris leads you to believe you're not losing. And I just, to me, that was a head-scratcher, and I said it at the time, too. You're telling me that a guy who's got a couple really sticky situations on his hand of his own doing is going to get a 5-year multi-million dollar contract extension, and you don't know the outcome of what's going to happen with these lawsuits. It didn't make any sense then, and it doesn't make any sense now. And then I read today that if he's fired this summer, he's still going to get $2.3 million as a buyout on his contract. How on earth do you get paid for not succeeding in doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing? That would be like them taking me off the air tomorrow. Don't get your hopes up. I don't think it's going to happen. And the radio station, if I had a contract coming and paying me, even though I did something that I deserve to be fired over, but we just don't want to fight it, I guess, would be the thing. And so here's the $2.4 million. I had the number in front of me.
It was 2.3, I believe.
It was $2.3 million would be the buyout on Gary Barta's contract. That's terrible management on the part of Bruce Harreld and Iowa. How do you put yourself in a position where you may have to pay a buyout of $2.3 million a year later if these lawsuits go against you? They don't go your way, and that's exactly what happened. I don't understand this. I really don't. You want to talk about gross mismanagement. And again, I like Gary Barta as a person. I think he's a good guy. His heart is in the right place with a lot of the things that he has tried to do at the athletic department. He's been good at shaking that money tree loose. Look at some of the projects that Bob Bowlesby initially got the ball rolling on, but Gary Barta has shepherded through the renovations at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa has a brand new football practice facility. You've got Carver Hawkeye, which got a massive facelift under his watch. Gary Barta has done some very good things for the Iowa Athletic Department, but he's also been responsible for the department getting perhaps its largest black eye since, you could make an argument, the rhabdomyolysis case with the football team several years ago. I'll go back. This is probably the biggest black eye easily since the Pierre Pierce fiasco, which is now over a decade ago. But he's the one responsible for it. He's the CEO of the athletic department. Ultimately, he's going to be the one who pays the price. And I keep going back to the fact that you cannot keep him around and have him do the job that he needs to do, because he's essentially had his legs swept out from underneath him. Because anytime he goes to fire a coach now, in the instance where that coach may happen to be gay, they could possibly make the argument, even if it's lazy, that, well, yeah, sure, I was 70 games under 500 and 25 games under 500 in Big Ten play, but this is discrimination, just like it was with Tracy Griesbaum. Barta can't fire coaches now, even if they deserve it, without having his motives questioned. And you can't have somebody functioning as the head of your athletic department if they can't do their job. 319-366-1600. The text line is looking very strong at this point. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. A ton of feedback A lot of people comparing it to the buyouts that CEOs get from their companies. I've never said that that's acceptable either. And I think you look at this and some of us say, well, it's a huge amount of money. And it is. But to these athletic departments, they'll feel this. But it's not as if they're going to, this is going to bankrupt them, because like they get $40 million for doing virtually nothing every year. For just being a member of the Big Ten, they get $40-plus million because of the television revenue, ESPN, Fox, BTN, going to the Big Ten, and then the Big Ten does revenue sharing. Which, by the way, that's part of the reason why ESPN is in the trouble that it's in, is because it's paid through the nose to conferences like the Big Ten for its TV rights. So while ESPN has been throwing money out the window, places like the Big Ten and Iowa have been reaping the benefits. 319-366-1600. Want to hear from you. There were a lot of small minor things. I see the text line mentioning a couple, I would say, mid-tier scandals with the football program. Somebody brought up the Cedric Everson, Abe Satterfield situation. That thing never really blew up. That never got the headlines that perhaps maybe it should have, because they took care of it quickly enough. They got rid of those guys. Not to say that was not a cover-up, but what I'm saying is there was swift action on the part of the football program and the athletic department to get those guys off the team and get them out of Iowa City. At the end of the day, you're playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and you took some pretty nasty hits, and you knew a month from now, remember they tried to delay the start of the Tracy Griesbaum trial, and that wasn't going anywhere. So they were going to have to pick themselves up off the canvas and in a couple weeks go back into the courtroom against someone who most people who know a thing or two about the law and the case in particular said, she's got a stronger one than Meyer did. And so you've already lost. It's, to me, it's a series where you're facing a number five starting pitcher on day one, and then you've got to turn around and you've got to face Clayton Kershaw on day two. And you lost game one of the series against the back end of the rotation. Now you're going up against a guy with much better stuff, to put it in sports terms, because as I'm constantly reminded by people who listen to the show, this is a sports show.
When the decision came down, when the verdict came in, I think everybody sort of sat back, and whether you were a media member or whether you worked in the athletic department or a fan of the University of Iowa, and just let out a collective uh-oh. Because this case with Tracy Griesbaum was coming up. Now it's been settled. And there was just nothing that was going to change the damage that has already been done to the reputation of the athletic department with the verdict, whether people like it or not, with the verdict that was passed down in Des Moines. And it's interesting to me because the word that's been used for the way that Gary Barta has treated this case from the beginning has been cosmetic. He's done things to kind of make it look like, to make things look as though everything was all right. Now that timeline of events that transpired in Iowa City were eventually what led to this all blowing up. And after all of those moves, whether it was moving Jane Meyer to a different department and not firing her outright, like a lot of people in that department thought that she should have been, whether it was firing Tracy Griesbaum after a few complaints about her program, whether it was the way that he handled the situation with the old softball coach, everything was done for the image of the program. And now here we sit in 2017, and the image of the program is at a very, very low point.
As Tone says on the text line, by the way, announced it on a Friday late, like all bad news for the sports and athletics department whenever possible, which is exactly the case here. This was announced about 2 o'clock, I think, today. The story came out. The University of Iowa put out the news release. Gary Barta has commented on it, and we'll see what type of life this takes on. Now, this could have been a much bigger national story had it bled into June and Tracy Griesbaum's case went to court, because that's around the time that there's not a whole lot going on in the world of sports and college guys are looking for things to write about. So from that standpoint, Iowa probably dodges some nasty national headlines here, but I would not be surprised at all if this gets picked up, if this gets noticed by national outlets, and Iowa has to deal with a little bit of negative press nationally from this. But there's something that I promised we were going to do here, and I believe Jeff Downing,
Race to Win,
is on top of things back of at the studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We've got a final prize to give away on Race to Win. It's a $50 certificate to Right Wash in Cedar Rapids. We'll take caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. It's 520. When we come back, we'll find out who our final Race to Win contestant is, and we'll put them to the test to see if they can repeat after me. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Remember, Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Back with more after this.
The pomp and circumstance, the procession, the cap and gown. Traditions that have changed little since the 1940s. Back then, the great landmark was a high school graduation, or perhaps college. Now it's high school, college, and often graduate school. The students and the exams have changed, but the ceremony and the importance of a graduation day remain the same. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been helping families and friends recognize graduates in remarkable ways. Like a ring that will always remind her of her accomplishments and goals, or perhaps a watch to let him know he's made it. Hertine & Stocker has hundreds to choose from for men and women, including Movado. And there's always free gift wrap. So stop by and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
522 here at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Stop on in, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. We'll continue with the program until 7 o'clock tonight, at which time we'll give you a little NBA basketball on 1600 AM as well as 106.3 FM. 107.5 FM tonight, Minnesota Twins baseball on tap for you. And now for the final time, playing Race to Win, our last contestant, at least we think it's going to be our last contestant. He would really have to blow this. We welcome Mark from Anamosa onto the program. And just because I've asked everybody that's played the last 2 weeks the same question, I'll ask Mark, have you been following along?
Looks like we lost Mark from Anamosa.
We lose Mark from AnamososWow. What a shame.
Let's get another contestant on the air. But in the meantime, how about we draw for the grand prize and the Fairfax prize?
Okay.
Yeah, so we have all the names in the hat. And what does this winner receive? This winner receives 2 tickets to the bus trip heading to Wrigley Field on July the 24th. That's correct.
Say Monday afternoon, Wrigley Field, Cubs White Sox with Fairfax State Savings Bank. They do have some seats available. If you are interested in purchasing them and going on the trip, you can get the details on our website, kgymradio.com.
So we do have Mark from Anamosa back on the line.
Okay.
He is ready to go. But before we get to Mark, Chad and Marion is the winner of the 2 tickets on the bus trip.
Okay. Chad, what day did Chad win? Do you remember?
I do not. I will get that here in just a second.
It's not Jermaine. It's not Tito. It's not any of the Jackson 5. Let's just go ahead and get to Mark here, who's called back from Anamosa. Mark, I ask the question of everybody. Have you been following along with Race to Win the last 2 weeks?
I have been.
Okay, well, the good news here is we only have two squares left. Squares 15 and 21. And if you can match these two squares, you're going to win our $50 in car washes from Right Wash. So I'll ask you, which square would you like to start with, 15 or 21?
Why don't we try 15?
Gee, I wonder what could be behind number 15.
$50 worth of washes from Right Wash.
Holy cow, it's $50 to Right Wash in Cedar Rapids. Can you match it?
Let's try 21.
Fingers crossed for you here, Mark. What do we have?
$50 worth of washes from Right Wash.
And he slow played it like a boss.
All right, Mark, congratulations. You are our final winner over the last 2 weeks of Race to Win. $50 to Right Wash in Cedar Rapids. We'll put you on hold, and Jeff Downing, our associate producer, back in the studio, will tell you how you're going to get your prize. There you have it. It made it the distance. The final 2 weeks, we did it. We gave away all the prizes, including the gym class earlier today. Finally, the Twins tickets went off the board. Scott Unesh tells me those were great seats, by the way. He says they're between home and third base on the lower level at Target Field. So somebody's going to have a very good time in the Twin Cities. We had some great prizes, great sponsors. Of course, the Indy 500 tickets were the big draw. Took a while for those to go off the board, but Coach's Corner had some gift certificates involved. Carl and Ernie's, the Oxyoke and the Amanas. We had some golf packages out there as well. The Sunkissed basketball game, which got shipped off to Williamsburg, or maybe they had to come pick it up. I don't remember the particulars, but we had all these great prizes, and we were able to get them all matched up sooner rather than later on the program. We've still got another great prize for you, though, today, and that is sometime between now and 7 o'clock, you're going to win $100 just for listening to us here on KGYM. It's $100 a day during the month of May. We're doing it all month long, courtesy of Toyota in Iowa City. Let's get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll start with Iowa baseball. The Hawkeyes taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini today in a doubleheader. It's the last day of play in Big Ten action. And the Hawkeyes went from leading this game to seeing Illinois tie the game to now trailing the Illini 12-7 in the eighth inning. Iowa did manage to take game one last night 6-5. First baseman Jake Adams tied the school record for home runs in the season with 22. That was part of a third inning which saw Iowa go back-to-back-to-back with Mason McCoy, Robert Newstrom, and Adams all homering. And again, the Hawkeyes will finish up with game two of that doubleheader once game one is in the books. Iowa State landed the top offensive lineman in the state yesterday when Creston's Trevor Downing committed to the Cyclones. 24/7 Sports has Downing ranked as the 20th best offensive tackle in the country. He was an early target for second-year head coach Matt Campbell, who today added cornerback Anthony Johnson Jr. out of St. Petersburg. The Cedar Rapids Colonels remained in first place in the Western Division with a 6-3 win over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers last night in Appleton. Jalen Davis stayed hot at the plate. He hit two more home runs in the win. That gives him a Midwest League leading total of 9 at the moment. 6:35 first pitch tonight. Also, the state track meet continuing, and the big story today, Iowa out $6.5 million in settlement money to Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum. Part of that money winds up going to legal fees as well. But in a minute here before we get to the bottom of the hour, Jack Dahm, Mount Mercy baseball coach, set to join us. We'll talk Cubs and more with Jack. The Cubs and Brewers tried to play today. They ran into Mother Nature, and the conditions got a little sloppy there, especially in the final inning. You can make the argument as to whether or not the umpires should have even let them back on the field. We'll get you some details about the rest of the Major League Baseball scoreboard before we get off the air tonight. We mentioned the Twins are on 107.5 FM this evening. It's one of three frequencies on which you can hear us, 106.3 in Iowa City, the South Gym, being the second, and the third, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, which is all across eastern Iowa. Hour number two continues on here from the Coach's Corner, and Jack Dom will join us when we return. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And right now, get a 32-ounce bottle of Black Magic Tire Wet for just $5.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. LeBron James got 38 points in Game 1 against the Celtics. He will tie Michael Jordan's record of 8 playoff games in a row if he can get 30 or more again tonight. The Celtics never led in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll hope for better tonight, and we'll have the game starting at 7:30 Eastern here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee, tells ESPN that Brady was not diagnosed with a concussion last season. The comments come 2 days after Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, told CBS This Morning that Brady has a history of concussions. Penguins coach Mike Sullivan will go with Matt Murray in goal for tonight's Game 4 against the Senators. Marc-Andre Fleury had started every game in the playoffs after Murray was hurt just before the first game. Fleury was pulled in the first period of Game 3. Predators center Ryan Johansson will miss the rest of the playoffs after emergency surgery today on his left thigh. He got hurt during last night's Game 4 against the Ducks.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Welcome back to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. It is the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Remember, Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Check them out in Grinnell, North Liberty, or Iowa City. You can even do so online at LinderTire.com. BrewersBlog.com. Cubs and Brewers suspended in the sixth inning today with the Brewers up 4-3. They are looking to try to get that game restarted at Wrigley Field in about 5 minutes or so. As a matter of fact, the Brewers are out on the field trying to get loose right now, so we'll see whether weather conditions allow for that game to continue or not. Lots of mock drafts circulating. The Major League Baseball draft begins next month. The Minnesota Twins, the parent club of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, have the number one pick in this year's draft, and now looks like a lot of draft experts have them taking Vanderbilt right-hander Kyle Wright with the number one overall pick, rather than a couple of the other prospects that have been at the top of the draft boards recently, although there's plenty of time for that to change as well. Love it or leave it coming up in hour number three tonight. More talk about the Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum settlement, as well as, you know what, college football win totals will probably wait until Monday. It was just one of those days, Jack Dom, just one of those days. Jack joining us on the phone for his weekly
How's it going,
segment,
guys?
Touching all bases. And, Jack, I guess the first question for you, hopefully everything is all right with your father. I know you were headed to Chicago today to spend some time with your family, and doesn't look like the weather's too great where you are right now.
It really isn't. It was a long ride here, I can tell you that much. Pouring rain the entire time. In fact, I didn't think the Cubs would even play. But, it was kind of nice to be able to sit in the room with my dad and watch a Cubs game like the good old days. And he's hanging in there. It's a tough situation that a lot of families have gone through. But it's fun to watch the Cubs game with them.
Looks like the rain is still coming down there. I'll ask you this. What are the worst conditions that you've ever found yourself playing in?
Well, you know what? It was against the University of Nebraska back when I was at Creighton University, and they warned us. We had a tie game. Dave Van Horn, who's now the Arkansas coach, is still there. We had a tie game in about the seventh inning. They said there's a big storm coming up, and once it started, they weren't going to be able to get the tarp down. Well, it started to pour, and Nebraska had a guy at second base, and the wind was blowing about 60 miles per hour and rain sideways, and they didn't stop the game until Nebraska got a base hit and ended up scoring. We actually had a bench-clearing brawl at home plate in the rain, and it's kind of a famous game at the University of Nebraska. I think they even have a name for it called the Storm. So that was the worst conditions I've ever played in.
Very interesting stuff there. Let's go ahead and start with a topic of conversation earlier in the week on the show, and that's a lot of Cub fans were calling for the experiment with Kyle Schwarber atop the lineup to have the plug pulled on it. We've talked a number of times on this show. You mentioned that Schwarber hit number two for the most part for Tracy Smith at Indiana when he was in the Big Ten. Do you think that this thing is ultimately going to work out, that ultimately he's going to heat up and he'll stay atop the lineup, or do you think the Cubs maybe need to explore going a different route?
You know what, I can go either way with that one, but I think it's going to work out. You see the entire Cubs team starting to get hot right now. The offense, as the weather warms up in Chicago, now today it's only 45 degrees, but I think you're going to see the bats get hot, and that's a very potent 1-2-3, order. People forget you only lead off the game once, so it's not like he's going to be up there leading off every inning. You only lead off the game once, so I think it's going to work for him. They really don't have a true leadoff hitter anyway, so I think Schwarber will end up being the guy. They might switch around a little bit, but ultimately I think he'll be there majority of the season.
Now, saying you could go other way, if not Schwarber, then who?
That's a great, great question. Today, as I was driving in, I was listening to the score, and they were talking about the catcher, Contreras, being the leadoff guy, which he's not a true leadoff guy either. So with the lineup that they've put together, they don't have that guy that's going to be a true leadoff guy who's going to be able to steal a lot of bases. That's the one area they've done such a good job of getting good young hitters who hit for power. They just don't have that true center fielder leadoff type of hitter. Ian Happ coming up, another guy, it's incredible what he's doing. I was fortunate enough to see his first career home run, first major league hit. You know, but again, that's a big, strong guy that's got some versatility, but not really a true leadoff guy. So I think that's something that they might look for a little bit down the road. But, you know, it's still pretty scary. How would you like to be a pitcher throwing to Schwarber in the first inning?
We'll get to Happ in just a second, but I know the definition of what a leadoff hitter is and or what a leadoff hitter should be is constantly changing. To you, if you are a manager of a Major League Baseball team, what is a prototypical leadoff hitter in your eyes?
I still, for a leadoff hitter, like to see a patient hitter, a guy that's going to have a high on-base percentage, but be able to steal some bases also. I think that's a big key. I know the rules nowadays say you don't steal a lot because you don't want to get thrown out. But I like a guy that's going to work the count, see a lot of pitches, which Schwarber will do, by the way. Schwarber will get his walks. We'll see a lot of pitches. But I like a speed guy that puts pressure on the defense. And, you know, those prototypical guys that are, you know, just kind of scratch claw and make some things happen when they get on base.
Do you get the sense that maybe the Cubs have turned the corner this week? They took all three games from the Reds. They're not playing very well today, but it's still only the top of the sixth inning. They could come back and win. They're trailing 6-3 right now. But those three games against the Reds, they looked pretty darn good.
Yeah, they did, and they needed that. You know, they needed something to kind of jumpstart the team, play like they did last year, and they had those bats going, and they scored an incredible amount of runs in that three-game sweep and got some good starting pitching. I think that was very, very important for them to get them feeling good, especially you know, at the start of a long home series here. So it was a big series for them. Now, you know, you got Milwaukee coming in, a team that surprised some people. I believe they're 8-2 in their last 10 games. So this is a great, you know, an important series for them. That would be nice for them to come out at, you know, by winning the series. You know, 2 out of 3 if possible. Again, they're behind today. Tough weather conditions, but and I think tomorrow is supposed to even be worse around here. So, but it was, they needed that. And I think the fans needed it as much as the players needed it.
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom joining us on the Todd Brommelkamp show for another couple minutes. Jack, kind enough to call in from Chicago. Let's talk a little bit about the Brewers here. This is a team that very few people expected to do much of anything this year, and I have a feeling that if I put your feet to the fire and took Ryan Braun out of the equation and asked you to name three members of the Brewers starting lineup, you probably couldn't do it without a little help, right?
No, I really couldn't. You know, it's amazing what they're doing. They've put together a very talented offensive team. You know, very impressed with what they've done. They've got some good young power arms. You know, they've done it the right way, and they're playing good, solid baseball. And, you know, I was watching the game here, and I still can't tell you what their lineup, you know, what their lineup was. So, you know, the left fielder who's replacing Braun, he actually started out at Michigan State and then went to Arizona State. And, you know, he's really played well and playing, is probably keeping himself on that roster even when Ryan Braun does come back. So, you know, it's interesting how you hear, you know, the old Kirk Ferentz line, next guy in. Nowadays, there's so many kids that come up, players that come up, that just take advantage of their opportunities. And, you know, Ian Happ, as we had talked about just a little bit ago. But, you know, that left fielder's probably going to stick around for a while now.
You lead me right to my next question. What Jed Hoyer and Epstein, they were asked about Ian Happ, and they said that he's making it very difficult to send him down. Is he here to stay, or what do you do with Ian Happ if you're the Cubs?
Well, I think you got to keep him up here as long as he's hot. He's got another hit today. He's got the versatility. He can play second base, play all three outfield positions, switch hitter. You know, he just brings a lot of versatility, and I think while he's playing well, you got to ride it out. I'm not going to say he's here to stay, but I think since he's playing well right now, and the versatility he has, you can probably send. You know, I think the big question is, who do you send down for a little while? Is it LaStella? You know, which guy is it? And I really like Tommy LaStella coming off the bench and being a spot starter. He's a tremendous left-handed bat. But when you got a guy like Ian Happ who hits for power, can play a lot of different positions, if he's hot, you keep him up here as long as you can. If he cools off a little bit and he's not getting enough at bats, then you can send him back down to AAA. But I think he's going to be up here while he's playing like he is right now.
Have you ever had a lineup where it was that difficult to figure out how to get everybody on the field and keep them happy? Because it seems, no pun intended there with happy, but it just seems with with Hap being up there now, it's either going to be an outfielder or it's going to be Baez or Zobrist at second base. But one or two guys is probably going to have to go to the bench if you keep him up there.
Yeah, it's, you know what? Joe Maddon's a tremendous at trying to find a way to make it work out. You know, and again, you got to talk about the versatility also of a guy like Chris Bryant. We're also going to keep Bryant out in center field. He's starting in right field. You know, it's an interesting scenario, but if there's a manager that can finagle it and keep everybody happy and communicate, it is Joe Maddon. But it also gives you the opportunity to, when Hayward goes out with the injury, you know, it gives you an opportunity not to have to rush guys back. Even though you're only two games above 500, they don't have to rush, you know, the Haywards back and other guys when they do go down. So it will be tough. It's going to be, I think, every day it's interesting to see where he has guys playing, who's in the lineup, and who's out. And I know he looks at matchups a lot, but he needs to make sure everyone's still getting enough at bats and keeping them happy. And you know what? Competition is a beautiful thing, though. You know, if you're struggling a little bit offensively, the best thing to have is the opportunity where you know if you're not getting it done, somebody else will step in. So competition can really help this team more than hinder it.
Jack, stepping away from Major League Baseball for just a second, it was you, I think, in the first installment of Touching All Bases this season that brought up Jake Adams of Iowa, the Hawkeyes, finishing out their Big Ten slate. What kind of pro prospect, in your opinion, is Jake Adams?
You know what? I think he's turned himself into a top 10 round draft pick, potentially. You know, the improvements that he's made, first of all, to be able to go out and tie the home run record that's been there for a long time. And understand, it's not the live bat it was, you know, back 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It's amazing what he's doing. Also, it hasn't been a great spring with the wind blowing out. He's just hitting balls through the wind. He moves a little bit better than he anticipates around first base. So, you know, when you got a guy his size with power, I think he's probably put himself anywhere from about 8th to about a 15th round draft pick. He plays a pretty good first base, you know, not great, but he moves around a little better than you anticipate. And I think the biggest question going into the season was how was he going to handle the good fastball and then also the breaking balls. It sounds like in the fall he handled the breaking ball pretty good, but he's been doing it's amazing what he's doing and a lot of big hits. And he's a guy that's made everybody around him better, you know. So I hear he's a great kid that works extremely hard. He's going to get a chance because he's got raw power, and it'll be interesting to see what round he does go in.
We talked with him on the program on Monday, and I thought it was interesting. He said he was surprised that it took pitchers this long into the season to start trying to work around him. Are you surprised, having coached in the Big Ten, that it took that long for teams to start working around him?
Yeah, definitely. You know what? One of the things, though, is Nystrom behind him is a very talented left-handed hitter also. So that's a compliment to the young right fielder, Nystrom, because he's a very talented hitter also. You know, to me, he's a guy you go in and you're not going to let him beat you. Even if if there's a guy, he's one of those guys very similar to when Barry Bonds was on fire where, you know, Greg Olson, I remember when Buck Showalter made Greg Olson walk Barry Bonds with the bases loaded because he was going to be the tying run. And Greg Olson said no, and basically Buck Showalter said if you don't walk him, intentionally walk him, you're going to be released at the end of the game. So, but that's how good of a hitter Jake Adams is right now in the college game. You know, it's been a long time. Well, actually, you know what? He's putting up numbers. He's very similar to when Schwarber was at Indiana. You didn't want to throw to him, but he had a couple good hitters behind him. So, you know, Nystrom has a lot to do with the success that Adams has had because he's getting hot now and he's starting to show his power also.
Jack, we appreciate you taking time to join us on a Friday, and our best to your father and your family, and we look forward to our next conversation with you next Friday.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it.
And speaking of Ian Happ, he's at the plate right now for the Cubs. They are trailing the Brewers 6-3, but that game back underway after a lengthy rain delay, and Ian Happ making it really difficult on the Cubs front office and Joe Maddon as far as what they do moving forward. But this is an interesting Milwaukee team that's at Wrigley Field right now. I don't think anybody expected the Brewers a month ago to spend maybe more than a day, like day one, opening day in first place in the National League Central. But they've been playing very good, and taking nothing away from them saying if you take Braun out of the lineup, which he is right now currently on the disabled list, if you take Braun out of the lineup, maybe your hardcore baseball fans could rattle off some of the players in the starting lineup for the Brewers. But guys like Keon Broxton are not exactly household names. Jet Bandy is becoming one among Cub fans. You can add him to the list of guys like Kirk Nieuwenhuis, who absolutely kill the team every time that they see him. Jet Bandy, one of the Brewers' catchers. But I'm starting to get a sinking feeling that this National League Central is just going to be bumper cars pretty much all summer long. I don't think any team is going to pull away. If there was one, I think it would have been the Cubs. But asking them to replicate what they did last year with that 26-5 run out of the gate or whatever it was probably asking too much. This just seems like everybody's going to take their lumps. Guys, teams are going to take turns, trade off, and maybe one or two hot stretches will ultimately decide who wins the division this season.
I think whoever gets hot in August or September is going to win this division. And the Brewers are interesting to me because they rely so heavily on the home run ball. And I think at one point 54% of their runs came from the home run ball. And that's interesting because there are two trains of thought on that. Well, that's not sustainable is the first train of thought. But the second is we haven't even gotten to warm weather. And when you get to warm weather, the power numbers even go up. So I'll be interested to see if the Milwaukee Brewers can hang around with the amount of power that they have. I think they could be around a 500 team when all is said and done.
It's 5:51. We've got Love It or Leave It on the horizon. More Griesbaum Meyer settlement talk as well before we get you to 7 o'clock and either the Eastern Conference Finals or Twins baseball tonight here on KGYM. Stop in and join us. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. We're here at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard. Happy hour going for another 70 minutes. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. Cubs game on TV, a little bit of college softball on TV, as well as a number of other events. So it is a great place to come in and watch sports and just take a load off and get the weekend started. We got a lot of people here doing just that. We'll step aside and come back, get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update, update you on game one of that doubleheader involving the Iowa baseball team as well when we return after this.
Severe weather can sneak up fast, and Linn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at LynnCountyREC.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Linn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
April showers bring May dollars. Cash, cash.
KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
Welcome back. Hour number 2 just about in the books, but before we can do that, we've got to bring you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We've got some new items added to that update, but as promised, we'll start in Champaign, where the Iowa baseball team looked to win 2 in a row against Illinois today, but unfortunately the Illini had other plans. Illinois takes game 1, 12-8, the final score. They're looking at about a 20-25 minute gap between Game 1 and Game 2 today. Iowa, a 6-5 winner yesterday in the opener of the series. Jake Adams going deep for his record-tying 22nd home run of the season. Robert Nystrom homered today for the Hawkeyes in Game 1. Iowa State's Darius McNeil, the Virginia transfer, has reportedly asked for a release from Iowa State. He is said to be transferring to Western Kentucky. The Cyclone football team landed the top offensive lineman in the state yesterday when Creston's Trevor Downing committed to the Cyclones. 24/7 Sports has him ranked as the 20th best offensive tackle in the country. Today, Iowa State got a verbal commitment from St. Petersburg, Florida cornerback Anthony Jordan. That's 3 commits in 3 days for Matt Campbell. The Cedar Rapids Colonels remained in first place in the Midwest League's Western Division last night with a 6-3 win over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. 2 more home runs for outfielder Jalen Davis. He now has a Midwest League leading 9. It's the Colonels and the Timber Rattlers back at it tonight again at 6:35, just outside of Appleton, Wisconsin in Grand Chute. Colonels return home on Monday to take on the Clinton Lumber Kings. That's unfortunate news. Yesterday we talked with Steve Prohm, the Iowa State basketball coach, about the makeup of the roster. He had 2 scholarships available, and now it looks like he's got 3. Darius McNeil, who transferred from Virginia, was set to join the team in a couple weeks, asking for his release and is now headed to Western Kentucky. So sort of back to the drawing board for Steve Prohm.
And when you asked him about moving forward this program, going with a lot more high school kids, he really didn't seem opposed to it, because you run into these situations after all those seniors leave year 1, then year 2, and now you're in year 3 trying to completely restructure your roster. Not something that he wants to do every year, clearly.
Sooner or later, you've got to get younger. That was what Steve Prohm said a couple days ago, and reiterated it with us yesterday on the program. If you missed it, check out the podcast. It's available at kgymradio.com. You can vote in the poll question there as well, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. It has to do with whether the university made the right decision in settling the lawsuits by Griesbaum and Meyer. Hour number 3 on the way after this.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're an entrepreneur, you have better things to do than reapply for funding every